Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're diving into the wild and wonderful world of podcasting with Shane and Max. Their show is a treasure trove of hilarity and randomness. You know, podcasts have become a staple of our culture, haven't they? I mean, everyone's tuning in while they drive, work out, or even while they cook. It's like hanging out with your friends on the go.
Oh, wow, absolutely. But what do you think really makes their chemistry so entertaining? I mean, it sounds like a random mix of heavy metal and dogs? That's a weird combo. How does that even work?
Haha, good question. Their chemistry is like coffee and a donut. Unexpected, yet absolutely delightful. I mean, Shane, right, as a heavy metal coffee lover, brings this edgy, sarcastic energy, while Max balances it with, you know, his relatable stories about owning a dog and a cat. Picture this. You've got this loud, energetic guitar riff blasting in the background, and in contrast, there's the soft meowing of a cat. It's chaos, but it's cozy chaos, you know?
That's interesting. So, like, it's almost like they're jamming in a garage while their pets are, just hanging out? Did you say they talk about procrastination, too? How do they connect that to, like, heavy metal coffee lovers or whatever?
Exactly. So the procrastination angle could be tied into that scenario. Picture Shane and Max talking about how they spend their days lazily sipping on overpriced coffee while listening to metal instead of, you know, facing their responsibilities. It's like that image of a guy in his pajamas, guitar in one hand, and coffee in the other, scrolling through his phone instead of doing laundry. It's relatable.
Haha. Oh man, I can totally picture that. And then, I guess that makes me think, what's the weirdest coffee order you've ever heard? I mean, do people actually get those fancy, complicated drinks? Or is it just for the gram?
Oh, I've heard some wild ones. Like, one guy ordered a venti half CAF, half decaf, triple pump vanilla, soy, extra hot, no foam latte. I mean, who doesn't just want a coffee? But, there's always that fascination, right? It's like a status symbol. You walk in with that cup and boom, you're suddenly part of the exclusive coffee club.
Wow, so it's basically about, flexing your status while trying to wake up. That's a whole level of irony. So, getting back to Shane and Max's podcast. I guess they touch on scary movies and Halloween too? That's, like, totally different from coffee and procrastination.
Absolutely. They have this Halloween special where they list their top scary movies. It's all about that thrill, right? Like, it gives you an adrenaline rush, just like heavy metal music. And you know, Halloween brings back so many childhood memories, like running around in costume, trying to outscare your friends with ghost stories. Those stories become even more intense when you're huddled around with friends after watching some psycho killer movie.
Ah. That kind of reminds me of that time I tried to scare my little brother after we watched a horror flick. I jumped out and, let's say he didn't talk to me for a week. So, do they share personal stories like that?
Oh, they totally do. Shane and Max dive deep into personal anecdotes, like whispers of wisdom mixed with hilarious blunders. They'll link scary movie moments with real-life fears, like, what's scarier, a horror movie monster or, you know, adulting? And honestly, that connection transforms their dialogue into a relatable tapestry of life lessons or, a chaotic patchwork that makes you feel like you survived.
Oh man, I love that. So they intertwine the chaos of life with, like, all sorts of topics? That's like, a buffet of conversations. So what's the wildest topic they've discussed? I mean, aside from the heavy metal coffee, what's really over the top?
One of their episodes, called The One with the Hypothetical Devil, goes off the rails. I mean, they dive into insane conspiracy theories and wild hypotheticals that make you question everything. It's like a roundtable philosophy that escalates until you're either laughing or trying to hide your head under a pillow. They're flipping the script on what it means to be serious, with topics that are both absurd and thought-provoking.
Whoa, that just sounds plain fun. So, it's like going down a rabbit hole of weirdness? I mean, like, while you're just sipping your coffee, suddenly you're contemplating your soul.
Exactly. That's the beauty of their podcast, those unexpected turns that lead to learning so much. Who knew a heavy metal, coffee-loving guy and a dog dad could dish out life advice, conspiracy theories, and laugh-out-loud anecdotes? It's like a wild ride you don't want to miss.
Haha, I can't wait to listen, so I can join the chaos. Thanks for sharing all this.